With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Her lawyer says the late Jeffrey Epstein's imprisoned co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, cooperated fully with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, who questioned Maxwell yesterday. Convicted of sex trafficking, she is serving 20 years in a Florida prison. The deputy AG has more questions and is due to meet again today with Maxwell. President Trump has toured Federal Reserve headquarters in Washington, D.C., questioning the high cost of a renovation project, getting into a back and forth with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
It looks like it's about $3.1 billion. It went up a little bit, or a lot. So the 2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that.
It just came out.
I haven't heard that from anybody at the Fed. Now, you're including the Martin renovation. You just added in a third building is what that is. That's a third building.
It's a building that's being built.
It was built 5 years ago. We finished Martin 5 years ago.
And with the stroke of a pen, the president has cut billions in federal spending.
President Donald Trump has signed a bill rescinding nearly $9 billion in federal funding previously approved for public broadcasting and foreign aid. The bulk of the cuts are for foreign assistance programs. About $1.1 billion was destined for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which provides funding to NPR and PBS. Most of that money is distributed to more than 1,500 local public radio and television stations around the country. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The House Oversight Committee investigating former President Biden's cognitive state during his time in the White House and use of the auto pen has interviewed former Biden Chief of Staff Ron Klain. Wall Street, Dow features up 64 points. NASDAQ features ahead 14. This is SRN News. The National Education Association has sparked a controversy.
The country's largest teachers union has released its 2025 handbook, and it describes the Holocaust as an assault on, quote, people of many faiths, never mentioning Jews at all. Elsewhere in the handbook, the birth of the modern state of Israel is described as being the product of, quote, forced violent displacement and dispossession. Recently, the NEA has also been debating a cutoff of all cooperation with the Anti-Defamation League, which fights anti-Semitism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The largest and most important church in the Czech Republic is getting a new organ. The installation of the massive instrument at the cathedral is nearing completion. It will take some months to tune the organ, though, meaning that the public probably will not hear its voice until sometime next summer. The organ contains some 6,000 pipes, ranging in length from a quarter inch to 23 feet. This is SRN News. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley expected to run for an open Senate seat in North Carolina next year.
Politico was the first to report that Whatley has decided to run for the seat soon to be vacated by Republican Tom Tillis, and that he did so after President Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, decided not to run. Whatley enjoys the full support of President Trump. He is expected to square off against popular former Democrat Governor Roy Cooper. Both men are expected to make their candidacies official in the next several days. Bob Agner reporting.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers will not seek a third term, retiring from elected public office after nearly two decades and prompting the first wide-open gubernatorial race since 2010. The Democratic governor made the announcement in a video he recorded, saying that although he expects that he would win another term should he run, he says he wants to spend more time with his family. More details at srnnews.com.